I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
This summer, own your style with Macy's. Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has all that you need.
Shop brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Macy's has all of your summer must-haves. Summer dresses, matched sets, volume sleeve tops, espadrilles, wedges, straw-crafted bags, bathing suits, and so much more.
Oh my gosh, the free-for-all. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens.
You guys, it's November. It's that weird month in between the chaos of Thanksgiving or the chaos of Halloween and then like the chaos of Christmas. I don't acknowledge Thanksgiving, you guys. I don't do it. I'm like, this is my break.
I feel that way too.
It's just too many things. I love fall and I love turkey. But I am conflicted.
Give me that tryptophan.
Yeah, like I want to have some potatoes and take a nap. But Thanksgiving is one of those things that, like, as you get older and you learn what real history is, you go, I'm so into the food and I don't love the legacy. And I think that's why, like, our Friendsgiving that we do in LA has become such the big thing. We've claimed the Saturday before Thanksgiving. Everyone's invited. People bring their parents. They bring their kids. And it's a potluck. So it's like you get all your dream food, but you're really only responsible for one tray of stuff. And it's just easier for everybody.
That's so nice. Wait, so have you guys started decorating for Christmas yet? Do you decorate before Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Absolutely. Halloween's down, Christmas goes up. You?
So my husband's out of town, and by the time this airs, I think he'll be home. I just went like whole fucking hog and made the house look like a winter wonderland. And I definitely ordered, he's never let me get a fake tree before, but I ordered the like, 13-foot flocked tree that looks like it has fake snow and shit all over.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going for it, guys. Go big.
It's so good.
Are you decorating, Soph?
I have one of those too. Oh, yeah. And it's like, it sort of is, I don't know. It's like, am I traveling? What's going on? Do I want to put stuff up before Thanksgiving? Yeah. Sometimes I think no. And then I read, interesting what your phone services do. I read this thing that was like, people who decorate sooner are happier. And I was like, tree's going up. Let's go. I'm ready. Yeah. I'm really ready. I want all of the happiness now. The world mm-hmm. is like so sad and dark these days. And I was like, yeah, I think I need some Twinkie lights. I think that's what I want. So I have the fake tree in the flocked snow, like what you just got, Hill, that I put up outside, which is a little mm-hmm. ridiculous in California, but it does make me feel cheery. And then I have the normal looking tree inside. And it has this new one, which I will send you the link for, Joy. It has a remote with like 18 different light mm-hmm. settings. And it can be like soft white, or it can be like full rainbow twinkle parade tree. I'm very into it. It feels nice.
You guys, November has us like giddy and silly. So we're going to answer your questions while we're in this goofy mood. These are goofy questions. I love goofy questions. Stephanie wants to know, you guys, would we rather explore the ocean or outer space? This is like the rando weird shit that I love.
Yeah, I would definitely say, it depends. What are the rules? Like, I need boundaries. I need rules. What's the, give me some structure here. Is this just like, I have to go as an astronaut in a container into space and I can only do it that way, and I have to go in a submarine underwater? Or is this like, no rules, you just get to go explore, you can breathe underwater, you can fly through space?
Ooh. Mm. 3-month journey, right? So you do have to leave home for a moment, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel, like you can come home. I think there still has to be an element of danger. Otherwise, you know, what's the fun? Let's say it's not like your typical ugly metal exploration vehicle, but it's like a big, like, bubble. We're in a bubble.
When Neil deGrasse Tyson redid Cosmos and he was in that imaginary spaceship flying around in outer space, that was exciting.
It's like a spaceship, but fashion. So.
Ocean.
Space all the way for me.
Yeah, I don't know. Fucking water freaks me out, guys. I'm a witch. I don't do what? Like, Jeffrey makes fun of me because I won't even go in water up to my hips. I just hate it. I don't know why. I'm scared of it.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about that descent and like the pressurization, which I know mm-hmm. happens when you go up also, but I don't know. It panics me, and like, those people imploded when they went underwater. I don't know, man. It's not for me. I know there are enormous risks to going to space also, but like, it is truly my dream to see the Earth the way we see the moon. I think it would be so unbearably profound. Like, I cry at every space documentary I've ever watched.
Joy, what do you want to see down there?
Joy, you tell us how it is in the water and we'll tell you how it is in space.
I think it's so fascinating that it covers, there's so much of this planet that we have not seen. We don't, mm-hmm. there's so many species that we have no idea what they are.
Yeah.
So many probably healing properties that exist on this planet that we don't know about. Yeah. It's so unbelievable to me that we're living right on top of it, right in the midst of it. And we just are not capable of achieving what we need to achieve in order to access these things and discover them.
Especially all like the really deep sea.
Yeah, like the bioluminescence, all those creatures that make their own light down there. Like,
it's
that's
a whole world.
An alien. That's an alien.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so
it's a
cool.
whole world that we exist with and completely have so little, I don't want to say no idea about, but it's just so little. It's the most interesting mystery to me.
Stephanie, I appreciate this question. Thank you for letting us.
Hillary, Sophia, what is the first thing that you do when you wake up? Kathleen wants to know.
Like, when I wake up, when my alarm goes off, or when I wake up because George has punched me in the face at like 4 like, which wake up are we talking about here?
I think it would be the first wake up habit, regardless of how you wake up. What would be the first? I mean, you know, obviously the first thing we do when we wake up is like, think I'm awake. And then we open our eyes. But, you know, what's your habit?
I mean, honestly, most mornings I think that's my alarm. So I don't know. It's like I either snooze for 8 minutes because 10 is too long. If it's a 10-minute snooze, I'm like back really in hard sleep and then I'm miserable all day. So it's like an 8-minute snooze, or if the alarm goes off and I'm like, oh, it's morning, the very first thing I do is brush my teeth. Like I can't wait. I cannot wait to brush my teeth in the morning. I think it's like the best feeling in the world.
I'm like a really vivid dreamer. Like when I go into dream sleep, it is incredibly overwhelming and exhausting. And so when the alarm goes off, I give myself a snooze period to kind of do 8 minutes of therapy real quick before I have to go out and like do a whole different reality.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, it's like I have to just take a moment that's not deep REM sleep and just remind myself that it's not real, because otherwise I would be a nightmare. Joy, what do you do?
Open up the curtains, pee. Yeah, brush my teeth. Try and find some cozy clothes, and I put cold water on my face.
Really?
And I don't dry it off. I just pat it in there and let it air dry. It just wakes up my skin. Yeah.
Lauren Hutton does that.
Really?
I did The View when I was 19 years old, maybe 20, and Lauren Hutton was the other guest, and she brought out a bucket of ice water and these sponges and was showing everyone her skincare routine. She's like, you have to smash the cold water into your face, and this is how you stay young forever. You've unlocked it. I mean, she knows what she's doing.
I mean, also a cold water sponge is an interesting idea, because I've tried to do that diver's reflex thing, like the bowl of ice water. You know, like a makeup artist was like, this is so good for your skin. This is how you should start your morning. And ever since I had to drown on our show, I cannot do it. Like, I cannot dunk my face underwater. It ruined me forever in that capacity. And I know, like mentally, I'm like, it's just a bowl. I put the water in the bowl. I am safe here. And I just cannot do it. So I wonder if cold water sponges would be my next best thing.
Just spoons in the freezer too, or ice cubes. I love an ice cube on my face in the morning, especially on a summer morning.
That feels like one of those gadgets though that I would buy and be like, this will change my life, and then never use. Like most things in my bathroom. I'm like, I bought that red light. I've used it 3 times.
Oh man, I can't tell you how many times I get this little notification pop up. It tells me that I've subscribed to something that I don't know even what it is. And it's like, oh, $39.99 or $62.45 annually is coming up. Do you want it? And I'm like, I don't know what this is. There's too many things going on in my day. When am I going to have time to go dig through all these files and figure out what's what? I need help. And I think we figured out the way. Rocket Money, it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses.
I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps.
Yeah, I love how the dashboard just shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget, and it keeps my spending on track.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/queens.
That's rocketmoney.com/queens. rocketmoney.com/queens.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order.
And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give them some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Okay, Kira wants to know, these are good questions, you guys. If you knew it was your last day on Earth, what would you make sure to do?
I mean, I definitely would spend it with my daughter. I don't know what else I would care about doing.
I love making out. Like, I would make out with Jeff. I would just be like, just shut up. Just make out right now. Because also, like, to that point, like, my kids think that's so funny. When Jeffrey and I are kissing, my kids just, like, laugh and really try to invade our space and ruin it. And so that dynamic of just, like, giggles but also sucking face with my husband, like, that's the family dynamic. That's, I would want to soak
place.
That. Yeah, those little punk asses just trying to ruin my moment. I love it.
Little Space Invaders.
Yeah. They think they are hilarious. Fine.
I mean, I have thoughts on how I'd spend my last day, but at this stage, I don't think I'm telling anybody.
Keep it to yourself.
All I'm going to promise is that I'm going to be off the internet.
There you go. Bye-bye.
Yeah. No check-ins.
Goodbye.
Okay, Rhett. Thank you so much. Okay, so Christina wants to know, what is your favorite holiday tradition, favorite holiday movie? When she says holiday, are we assuming she means winter holidays? Or can it be like anything, like Midsummer?
Yeah, hey.
Pagan shit.
Like you've got a, yeah, if you've got a favorite St. Patrick's Day bit movie, I'd love to hear it.
Leprechaun or Leprechaun 2? Which one was Jennifer Aniston in?
Yeah, that's it. Leprechaun, right?
Can I tell you, the day of September 11th, we were trapped in our dorm with like all these other people from my work that came to stay with us. And the only VHS tape we had in the entire dorm was Leprechaun. And so, yeah, that every St. Patrick's Day when that airs, I'm just like, what a terrible sidebar story.
But triggered.
I can't think about Leprechaun without thinking about September 11th.
Oh my god!
Not it's not okay, St.
So
Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day for you. Okay.
Favorite holiday tradition?
I don't know. I have stockings at the end of the bed. I guess waking up and having stockings at the end of the bed to open up—that was a fun like kid tradition.
Oh, that's cute. Like they made their way into your room.
Yeah. Like Santa would fill the tree, you know, all the gifts were around the tree, but then the stockings were so that it's basically so the kids don't wake up and then run right into the living room and rip everything open. They have something to do while the adults wake up and make themselves coffee and like prepare.
That's smart.
I think one of the things that was always the most exciting for me was the years as a kid when Hanukkah and Christmas would be either really close together or overlapping because it meant we had more family in town, like more consistently rather than sort of, you know, traveling somewhere for like the first night of Hanukkah for dinner with everyone and then not seeing anyone for 10 days or 2 weeks. Like when the weeks overlap and everyone was out of school and everyone got to be together, it was like holiday sleepovers for days, bopping at all the different families' houses. Just so fun. And it's like one of those things that, I don't know, it always felt like we'd won something and it was like just the calendar. And then my mom every year on Christmas makes this like huge like Italian frittata for breakfast that is so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like coming downstairs to that was always my favorite thing.
And I could just see your mother being like, oh, this? It's nothing. Nothing.
Oh, I just whipped it up. Yeah. Maureen is like, this was easy. And I'm like, how do you know how to do that? And like, I've watched her do it and I still don't get it.
As much as I'm not into Thanksgiving, we have been really lucky that for the, I don't know, past 10 years, it feels like, we go to Paul and Julie Rudd's house every year for Thanksgiving and they just invite all the orphans over. And it's everybody who's just either like a floater or doesn't have extended family to go visit. And Paul's mom flies in from Kansas City and his sister flies in from Kansas City. And like Paul's mom is in charge of all the cooking. like we all get assignments, but she's in charge. Nice. And it's fun. It's like Bobby Cannavale and Rose Byrne bring their kids and all our kids like wrestle together and there's somebody gets hurt always. And it's been so fun to watch all these kids come up together. And this is going to be the first year that we're not doing it as a tribe because their kitchen's being renovated. So I'm a little butt hurt. Maybe that's why I'm talking shit about Thanksgiving at the top of this episode. I'm like, I don't even like that holiday anyway. Done with it.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Listen, you guys, I'm obsessed and I just never really saw it coming.
What are you obsessed with?
I don't obsess over things, but I am obsessed with Skims.
Oh, I was wearing this yesterday, my cotton jersey t-shirt from Skims. They're so soft and they hug my body in such a comfortable way that I don't feel like I'm strapped in, like it's all really breathable, but it's very flattering. It's really cute, but it's a nice fabric. So it feels like I can throw it on with sweats or with a kind of a fancy skirt and go upscale at night. There's something about this t-shirt that's really versatile. I love it.
From cropped silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there is a style for everyone, literally everyone. Skims makes the best basics and foundations.
You're going to become one of those ladies where you open up the drawer, you open the cabinets,
it.
And it's all the same shirt just over
it's
and over and over
again. It's a uniform.
Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes XXS to 4X.
Now, if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live into a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I am on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayborhood in every zip code brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff. And they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
What holiday movies do you guys watch?
I love Christmas movies. I watch all of them. We always watch Last Holiday, the Queen Latifah one. I love the other one, the Holiday with Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz. Joy, I was just going to say it. I'm like, Last Holiday and The Holiday, two classics.
Yes.
Two of my
I
faves.
I love all the classics. It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah. You got all the Christmas in Connecticut. Oh my gosh. Well, I love Fred Claus, which Jeff is in.
Every Chevy Chase movie ever.
Oh my God. By the way, sidebar, I saw Rachel Weisz in Soho the other day and I was like,
I don't get starstruck. I
she's pretty.
Love her. She's my favorite actress. Like, I mm-hmm. love her so much.
She's incredible. Ugh,
and it freaked me out. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so we watch Fred Claus all the time. And any of them, all of them, I love Christmas movies. What about you?
I just made Gus watch the new Greta Gerwig Little Women, which so I consider good. To be a Christmas movie. Yeah. I watched the 90s version, the Winona Ryder Little Women, when I was in labor with him. Like, I woke up at 5 a.m, didn't want to wake Jeff up, and just sat in an office in our house in LA and rocked back and forth and watched Little Women. And so I have a very strong bond to that movie, but I hadn't watched the new one. And so Gus and I watched it together and we just cried. Mm. And yeah, aww. Now he wants to be Timothée Chalamet when he grows up.
Of course. Like,
perfect. Yeah, that, like, that to me is a perfect Christmas movie because it's not like beat you over the head Christmas. Like, yeah. There is a lot of Christmas in it. Mm. And I feel the same way about Meet Me in St. Louis. Like, that's not a beat you over the head Christmas movie, but it's one of my favorite Christmas movies because Judy Garland is just magical.
Yeah.
Last year, I actually decided to go through for, like, I don't know, maybe it was eight or nine straight days. And I was like, Netflix has made a lot of Christmas movies, y'all. Let's go. And like every night I just picked a new one because, you know, we've seen the classics so many times. And I was like, I kind of want to see what the new Christmas vibes are out there.
Yeah. The Holiday one that Emma What's-Her-Face did, Roberts. Yes. That's great.
The Holiday was very funny. Love Hard was very funny. I was like, okay, I'm in. I'm into like the new holiday rom-com.
Well, that's the only time we're allowed do rom-coms now. Like, that industry died except for holiday films. And so hopefully there'll be a resurgence.
Meg Ryan's ready to come back. So let's give her a shot.
Oh, her movie looks so good. It does. We can talk movies again, you guys.
I know, you guys.
It's so weird.
Yeah, I'm excited about Meg Ryan being back in the rom-com game.
And she directed this one.
Mm-hmm.
This is also kind of funny. It's like a perfect segue because we were all just together, but the strike wasn't over, so we couldn't talk about the show. But now it's over and we can. So I feel like Mandel's question, he wants to know, what was the best part of your recent weekend in Wilmington?
Mm.
I have an answer for this. This is my...
Go.
Okay.
We finished our day of work and I was flying out that night to get home to my children. So it was the longest day on the planet. And we were like, we have to kill like a couple hours before we fly out. Let's go to dinner. And our group went to our old stomping grounds of Circa, right? And we're all like drinking together. We get the first round of drinks delivered to the table. And I had ordered the iciest drink on the planet. And our sweet, sweet, sweet waitress toppled her little serving platter, and the entire icy drink went down the back of Sophia's leather pants.
No!
And watching Sophia sit in a puddle of ice tequila.
Slushy. Well, what I learned, we were sobbing laughing, and this poor woman, Joy, was like, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. And we were like, listen, we were like, we are a table full of actors. If there's any group you want to make a mistake with as a server, it's us. We've all been there. It's okay, baby. She like runs to get napkins. And when she runs to go get napkins, I was like, you guys, my pants are leather. The liquid has nowhere to go. Like, it couldn't get out. So I was just in. It was like I'd been sat in a shower bath of cold water. And I had to shove napkins down the front and back of my pants and then like waddle to the bathroom, take my pants off, turn them inside out to like wipe them out and try to dry them. And I'm in the bathroom pantsless. And there's like this girl in there that's like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm so sorry. And then she was like, are you? And I was like, it's not, I really apologize. Yeah. It's not the time. I can't talk about it. And she was like, okay, yeah, okay. I can't talk to you about the show right now. I literally have no pants
on. In the
on.
Bathroom.
I'm barefoot in a
Wait,
bathroom.
Wait, can I have a photo?
I videoed the whole thing, FYI. Like, I was the unsympathetic friend that had my fucking phone in her face, just like, how are you doing, babe? Oh, I loved it.
I'm glad we have it.
Joy, because you were there days before us. How was your event?
Yeah, it was great. It was a really nice group of us in the green room.
just felt like, you know, there's always different combinations of people every time we go. And this one felt like such a winning combo. We all just had lovely conversations and, you know, to sit down and talk with Moira and Rob and Lindsay and Michaela and Chad and James and Steven. There were so many more, but that was really nice. And I think it was a smaller group. So it was so mellow that it didn't feel as frenetic. I loved that. But my favorite moment, it was at the end after we were all done. Michaela and Chantel and I went out and had a drink and an appetizer and we just had a great, like, heart to heart, meaningful conversation. I love those. I cherish those so much. Yeah. It's just, if the whole thing was even just for that, just to be able to, like, get us all in the same place to, you know, I mean, obviously it was for so much more than that. And I really enjoy those, but yeah, it was great. It was great to talk with them.
Yeah. It is really nice. Like, I had that moment where I was like, oh, we're not all going to be together because we're used to, like, doing a whole weekend together. And then it was really interesting, wasn't it? Like, aside from our drink moment, like, we got to huddle up with Bevan and Daniil and, like, really catch up. And Truco was with us and Kevin Kilner, you know, who played Hillary's dad. And, like,
I saw that. Oh, it's so great.
I feel we all got to spend time with people that we normally don't get to see. Like, I love that Michaela was at yours.
It was really nice.
It was so nice. And, like, it was really like the sort of, there's always a both and, right? Like, bummer to not be in the full group. And then the flip side was we were in such small groups that we got to have these, like, really intimate hangs. And seeing, like, Truco, Kevin Kilner, and Matt Barr with, like, us gals and them just being like, tell us more, ladies. And oh my goodness. And they were really in the mix in a way that I just never spent time with them like that. The last time we saw Matt, we were, you know, on stage at our tour with, like, thousands of people. And so it was very sweet.
I love how much the fan base wanted Matt Barr to, like they were very uncomfortable that he and I were taking duo pictures together because we were just, like, so clearly, like, oh, yeah, we were so happy to be together. And that was very unsettling for people.
Well, yeah.
We love each other. That was a great question. All right, you guys, thank you for these questions. Keep sending them. Mm-hmm. And we'll do our big Christmas, Yule, Hanukkah, winter extravaganza Q&A next month.
Ciao.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth, no matter who you are. Mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and
I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.